News Wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Earlier today, the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal granted Jalan Calrock Consortium, which emerged as a successful bidder to take over Jet Airways, more time to make payments to the State Bank of India. The NCLAT granted an additional 97 days to the consortium to pay SPI, one of the lenders of the beleaguered airlines, by exempting time between November 16, 2022, the date from which the ownership process was to begin, to March 3, 2023. Jet Airways was grounded in April 2019 over growing losses and a debt of about ₹8,000 crore. In October 2020, the Airlines Committee of Creditors had approved the revival plan submitted by the Jalan Calrock Consortium. For more updates, stay tuned to this space. In other news, India is expected to receive normal amount of monsoon rains in 2023, the India Meteorological Department said today. As per the Weather Department forecast, the monsoon season is likely to produce 96% of normal rainfall, a good indication for the agrarian economy that is witnessing a scorching summer amid the likely emergence of the El Nino weather conditions. Announcing the Stage 2 long-range forecast for Southwest Monsoon 2023, the Weather Department said rainfall during the June-September period is likely to be 96% of the long-term average, with an error margin of plus-minus 4% of the long-period average. It would be the fifth straight year of normal or above normal summer rains that is expected to boost agriculture and economic growth in Asia's third biggest economy. On the market front, Mahindra & Mahindra is expected to see a 28 to 29% year-on-year rise in revenue in the quarter ending March, according to analyst estimates. Forecast on its net profit growth varies widely, with brokerages expecting it to increase anywhere between 39% and 67%. But its quarter-on-quarter performance is expected to be weak, with revenue growing between 1.1 to 1.8% and net profit decreasing by around 10 to 20%. This is from a lower tractor mix in its total sales. Brokerages are expecting revenue to be between ₹21,890 crore and ₹22,042 crore and net profit to be between ₹1,620 crore and ₹1,948 crore. M&M is declaring its results on May 26. Nvidia Corp, world's most valuable chipmaker, projected July quarter revenue more than 50% above the average Wall Street estimate and said it would have more supply of AI chips, which are used to power ChatGPT and many similar services, in the second half to meet a surge in demand. Nvidia said its sales in the 3 months ending in July will be about $11 billion. This was against an average analyst estimate of $7.18 billion. The forecast also sparked a rally in the chip sector and for AI-focused firms, lifting stock markets globally. This makes Nvidia twice as big as the second largest chip firm, Taiwan's TSMC. In the US, it trails only trillion-dollar value companies Apple Incorporation, Alphabet Incorporation, Microsoft Corporation, and Amazon Incorporation. Moving forward, venture capitalists have said that the exclusion of jurisdictions like Singapore, Mauritius, Cayman Islands, and Netherlands, which comprise a bulk of the foreign direct investment into Indian startups, from a white list of geographies that are relieved from angel tax provisions, could exacerbate the ongoing funding winter in the sector. On May 24, the Central Board of Direct Taxes notified that investments from 21 countries will be exempt from angel tax. These include Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, and Iceland. Other countries like Israel, Italy, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, Norway, Russia, Spain, Sweden, the United Kingdom, and the United States were also included in the same list. Fears of a prolonged funding winter were largely because even investors from exempted jurisdictions like the US, Austria, etc., opt to invest in India through Mauritius, Singapore, and the rest as part of their Asia strategy. The angel tax regime was originally started in 2012 as an anti-abuse measure to prevent money laundering. It mandated that a startup's fundraise could be taxed whenever the funding round happened at a valuation more than the fair value of shares, as determined by a merchant banker. That's all from us in today's News Wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.